the great and powerful Oz.
Welcome to Movie Picks with Alice Reese.
It's Friday, December 20th across Northeast Texas, and we're now just 5 days away from Christmas. I'm Cooper Welch, standing in for Daniel Starks this week, but we do have Alice Reese on the line. That's the same as always. She's the movie reviewer for the Greenville and the Rockwall Herald Banner. Last week, Daniel talked with Alice on The Hobbit, Desolation of Smaug, or however you say that name, and Broken Circle Breakdown. And now this week, we're talking about Saving Mr. Banks, Inside Llewyn Davis, and American Hustle. Alice, let's talk about that first movie, Saving Mr. Banks. I understand it's something to do with Walt Disney?
Right. Walt Disney is played by Tom Hanks. It seems like really a stretch, but somehow he makes it work. Really? And he is a two-time Oscar winner, so he can kind of do these things. And he's also done a great performance this year in Captain Phillips. He plays Walt back in 1961. When they were trying, the studio was trying desperately to get the clearance so that they could do the movie Mary Poppins. And the author, P.L. Travers, was not exactly cooperative. Mm-hmm. They brought her over from England to Los Angeles, and she immediately hated the place, and she didn't want the Disneyfication of her movie. She didn't want it to be silly. She didn't want it to be animated. She also didn't want Dick Van Dyke to be in it, and she didn't want the color red. She had a lot of strong feelings about this thing. And she especially objected to the music, supercalifragilisticexpialidocious, that type thing, A Spoonful of Sugar. She just thought those were wrong. Mm-hmm. But somehow, the charismatic Walt Disney convinced her. And anyway, she's played by Emma Thompson, who has also won two Oscars and is terrific as the author. And the script is a little bit sentimental, and but it's leavened by the brittle wit of this Hollywood-hating Travers. And the only false note, I thought, was Paul Giamatti, who plays her driver, Miss Travers' driver. He seems completely miscast in the movie. It does have flashbacks back to the author's childhood in Australia, and that's really a powerful, very serious part of the movie, and Colin Farrell plays her father in those. It's a very bittersweet story, but it's an unknown thing to this time, and I thought quite well made.
Okay. How about Inside Llewyn Davis? That's another Coen Brothers movie, right?
Right, and they can never go wrong. I'm just a sucker for these guys. This time, instead of the bluegrass that they had in the T-Bone Burnett did for Oh Brother, Where Art Thou, this time it's the Greenwich Village folk scene of the 1960s, and it's the very early scene. It's before Bob Dylan kind of made it so that there were crossover and commercial aspects to it, and there's this character, he's fictional, but he is based on an actual kind of not very well-known folk singer named, he's called Llewyn Davis, and he's played by Oscar Isaac, who is absolutely sensational, and he is struggling, and the movie is mostly a comedy, it has some drama too, but more than anything, it's very dark. And this poor guy, he just can't catch a break. He sleeps on various friends' couches. He doesn't have a home. He can't keep a job anywhere because he always gets in fights with the owners of the clubs. And he won't sell out. He doesn't want to do the commercial kind of product. By the way, he's a magnificent singer. He does this a couple of songs I just loved, Hang Me, Oh Hang Me, and Green, Green, Rocky Road. And it's got a lot. It's got John Goodman as a jazz musician who's always, he's in most of the Coen Brothers movies, and he has a great turn here. And anyway, I can't recommend this highly enough. It's sensational, just like all the rest of their movies.
All right. I understand the soundtrack for this was produced by Justin Timberlake and Marcus Mumford, who's married to the main actress in this movie, Carrie something or other, I think.
Carrie Mulligan. I didn't know they were married. Yes, they play a singing team, a Gene and Jim.
Okay.
And it's very surprising to see Justin Timberlake as this very kind of square guy, but he can sing really. I mean, you know, without all the effects, he's not a bad singer.
All right. Well, that sounds like a good movie, too. And then how about the last one, the one that I'm hearing all sorts of Oscar buzz about, American Hustle?
Right. It definitely will make the list for Best Picture. I couldn't find a single thing wrong with it. I gave it 4 stars. Directed by David O. Russell, who brought together the cast, basically the kind of a repertory company, the cast of The Fighter and Silver Linings Playbook. Christian Bale plays con man Irving Rosenfeld. Amy Adams is his Rosenfeld's mistress. And Bradley Cooper is an ambitious FBI agent. And last year's Oscar winner, Jennifer Lawrence, she plays Irving Rosenfeld's very wacko wife, Rosalind. She steals the movie. She's already gotten a Golden Globe nomination in Screen Actors Guild, and I think we'll see her at Oscar time. Anyway, this is a story about the AbScan scandal, which took place in the 1970s, and this was a time when the FBI went after, with a sting, tried to get a bunch of congressmen and one senator involved in a scandal with the mayor of Camden, New Jersey, who's also a very good play by Jeremy Renner.
Mm-hmm.
And anyway, it's over the top, wild and crazy disco day kind of tale.
All right. Can you tell me anything else about American Hustle? No spoilers or anything. I know we already know the history of the scandal, but any surprises or anything they deviated from the actual history of the movie?
Oh yeah, it's fictional. The characters are fictional, but okay. The scandal did happen. But they made an FBI agent as kind of a comic figure. This whole thing is done kind of in a satiric way,
mm-hmm.
And it's one con on top of another con. And what I said in my review was that even the audience, we're all being conned too, but we don't mind. It's so well done. You never know who to believe in this.
All right. Well, thank you very much, Alice. Saving Mr. Banks, Inside Llewyn Davis, and American Hustle. Alice will talk to you next week. Coming up in just a moment is your local news here on your station. I'm Cooper Welch for Daniel Starks.